The budget President Bush sent to Congress yesterday includes major new health initiatives to address the HIV/AIDS epidemic in Africa and the Caribbean, and to overhaul the huge Medicare and Medicaid programs. But big parts of the plan already are being criticized. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The president went to the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, to highlight one of the health budget's marquee line item, something called Project BioShield.
Our budget requests almost $6 billion. To quickly make available safer and more effective vaccines and treatments against agents like smallpox, anthrax, botulinum toxin, Ebola, and plague.
Like a lot of the increases in the fiscal 2004 health budget, the bioterrorism funds were announced last week. Health advocates applauded that initiative, as well as the $15 billion over 10 years to fight HIV/AIDS in Africa and the Caribbean. But at the same time, they knew Mr. Bush's vow to hold spending increases to 4% next year meant other health programs would have to be cut. Dave Moore is president of the Coalition for Health Funding, a group that lobbies for increased spending on federal health programs. He says the bad news was left for the small print issued yesterday.
This budget, unfortunately, is not going to allow us to even hold our ground in terms of the health of the American people. It's really going to cause some serious problems in a number of areas.
Among those programs targeted for reductions are ones to train health professionals and to immunize children. But Moore says this year it's particularly difficult to tell how programs may change.
The standard point of reference for most programs is how much money the program is receiving in the current fiscal year. But since we don't know that for 03, it makes the analysis of what's being proposed for 04 more difficult.
The reason the budget doesn't include numbers for this year's spending is that Congress hasn't finished work on the spending bills for the fiscal year that's now nearly half over. But however you calculate the numbers, one agency that will have to lower its expectations is the National Institutes of Health. Here's how Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson described the president's proposal for the Biomedical Research Agency.
Last year, we completed a five-year doubling of the budget of the National Institutes of Health, which, of course, all of us know in this country do a great job. And if we're going to solve those problems that we're talking about as far as cancer and AIDS and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, I believe it'll be the scientists at NIH that's going to accomplish that.
But the doubling of NIH hasn't, in fact, been accomplished. And Moore says that however it's calculated, next year's increase of between 2 and 7% won't be enough to sustain multi-year grants the agency made when it was getting boosts of 15% a year.
If you suddenly slow down the growth in the budget precipitously, as the 04 budget proposes to do, you run the risk of reaching a point where you're not going to be able to continue to fund those ongoing commitments and fund new initiatives that are needed to really translate what we're finding in basic science to the hospital bed, to the patient.
The administration is also taking heed on its proposals to overhaul the Medicaid and Medicare programs. Governors are responding coolly to a plan to cap federal contribution for parts of Medicaid, a program that's shared jointly. And on Medicare, even Republicans on Capitol Hill say they can't pass a plan that would require beneficiaries to give up their free choice of doctors and hospitals in order to get prescription drug coverage. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.